your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 PFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
And Mr. Britton.
Hey.
G'day, mate. What's going on?
Good, Big Hundry. Yeah. Feel a little freer today.
Yeah? How's the Stardome shaping up? Are you guys all full steam ahead or what?
All open again.
Good stuff.
They're still sort of reinstituting some of the things, so just keep an eye on the website, stardome.org.nz, and the Facebook, Twitter and Instagram accounts, of course.
The socials for what's up.
Sorry? No.
The social media.
For
check out the social media.
Yeah. For specific.
What's up.
Now, David, we're talking about Mars first off. I know that it's got a couple of moons.
Yep.
But it appears that it also had rings like Saturn once upon a time.
Yes. I mean, Mars has been a bit of a mystery planet all along and still remains in some ways.
Mystery.
And its two moons really sort of get a wee bit forgotten.
How big are they?
Are
they like our moon?
Two moons.
No, they're very small. One's 22 kilometres, that's Phobos. Yeah. And the other one, Deimos, is just under 13 kilometres in diameter. So they're very small. Mm. The slightly larger one, that's closer to the planet, about 9,000 kilometres away. And the small one is at 23,000 kilometres, so much higher orbit.
At what point does something stop becoming like a random rock and start becoming like a moon?
Well, something like this, and because of where Mars is in its orbit around the Sun, it's always been thought that these are two captured asteroids.
Okay.
The asteroid
that's kind of what I was getting
right
at, yeah. Yeah. And so how does it become round? Like, are these round?
No.
Okay, so they're not. So they're like gnarly shaped.
They are.
Okay.
They're not large enough to become round under their own gravity.
Oh man, I'm glad I asked this question.
About 600 kilometres or more in diameter for that to happen.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So that is what we've simply thought, that they're two asteroids that are just orbiting around Mars, captured there. People have argued about how they could have been captured and so on. The one little detail is the fact that the smaller one, the one that's slightly further away, its orbit doesn't match the equator. Now, these moons you'd expect to orbit around pretty much with Mars' equator, because Mars is rotating, the moons should be orbiting around that same angle, if you like. They're too small to be like our moon. It orbits at 9 degrees angle, tilt in its orbit. But it turns out that Deimos, the small one, has got a 2-degree tilt, and that's very small. And astronomers and scientists basically thought, well, it's only 2 degrees, it doesn't make any difference. Some guys have had another look at that, and after all these many decades, and they've come to the conclusion that it actually shows that there are repeating moons. There's a cycle of moons and rings. So what happens is Phobos, the big one closer to Mars, it's gradually spiraling down towards the planet. Mm. Now, it won't just spiral down and impact. When it gets to a certain point, Mars's gravity will break it up into thousands and thousands of pieces. It's called the Roche limit. So the gravity will just tear it to pieces. When that happens, some of those pieces will reform into a new moon. And because of the way the gravity works, that new moon will start spiraling away from Mars. So instead of migrating towards Mars, it will migrate away from Mars. Back
slowly drifting out to space?
Deimos.
Sure, if you want to narrate it as it happens, I guess you'd say something like that. Maybe in a Morgan Freeman style.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a bit sort of unintuitive that would happen, but that is what happens, and we know it has happened at a larger scale to planets in the solar system when the solar system was very young.
To be fair, though, we do bang on about Mars quite a bit, and it's
do.
Nice that we're, like, just everyone, not just this show, just the whole, everyone loves a bit of Mars.
Absolutely.
But what about Pluto and its atmosphere collapsing? Does anyone even care about that anymore, or...?
Well, we'll get to that in just a second. What it turns out, though, is that when the last time this happened, Phobos was 20 times more massive than it is now. Mm. So it lost a lot of its mass. And so they reckon that it's been through two generations of this breaking up and reforming. And in between that, you have the rings which gradually spiral down and disappear.
I see.
So, yes, it's had rings in the past, and it's cyclical. It keeps on repeating. So, yeah, when this will exactly happen, it certainly won't be in yours or my lifetime. It'll be well in the future, but it certainly puts a different complexion on them.
I am planning on programming my consciousness into a computer at some point, but, yeah.
yeah, well, you mentioned Pluto. We know has an atmosphere. We saw that in the photographs taken by the New Horizons spacecraft when it flew past. That isn't always there. Pluto's orbit is a wee bit squished, so when it's a bit closer to the sun, it warms the atmosphere, the surface, and that creates an atmosphere of nitrogen and methane and carbon dioxide. But when it moves further away, it's so cold out there. I mean, the sunlight on Pluto is 1,600 times weaker than what we have on Earth. So that atmosphere basically freezes. It just drops out of the sky in some sort of spectacular ice storm. And since the flyby in 2015, people have expected that this would be gradually happening, and they thought maybe a 2 or 3% drop in the amount of atmosphere, but this suddenly is a 20% drop that they've been able to see in observations just a little while ago. And they don't understand why that's such a large drop, but it does show that it is happening. But to try and figure it out more, they need observations from bigger telescopes. This was not a very particularly big telescope that they did this observation with. The problem is all the big telescopes are closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
I see.
All the while, Pluto is gradually getting further and further away, getting colder and colder. Hopefully the pandemic will ease in the places where some of these big telescopes are. To try and sort that one out.
It sounds science fiction, a big ice storm of the atmosphere.
Well, it's
not,
John, it's science fact.
That's crazy.
Remember, what we're talking about, the ice is nitrogen. So the air we breathe, nitrogen on Earth, our air is 70% nitrogen. Most of the time on Pluto, it's frozen ice. It's nitrogen ice.
Mm. That's snow, then.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're talking about very cold temperatures, minus 240 degrees Celsius. Mm. It manages to warm just enough that some of that ice sublimes and gives a small atmosphere. I mean, the atmosphere of Pluto is like 100,000ths of the pressure we have. Mm. I mean, it's still extremely thin. Mm.
It's enough, though. It's enough for Pluto, I think. Pluto's happy with it.
Sorry?
Pluto's quite happy with its atmosphere, I think. It's just doing its thing. What's going on in our night sky?
Well, we've got the solstice coming up on Sunday the 21st. So that'll be our shortest day. So some people want to go out and celebrate that, probably. After sunset in the west, we've got Mercury. It's really low, but it is still there to be seen. And the east, Scorpius is coming up. And Jupiter and Saturn after about 9 o'clock. In the morning, the moon is going past Mars on the 13th of June, so that might be a photo op.
Nice.
And a little bit later on the 19th, the moon will go close to Venus, Matariki, which is really low in the east in the morning, and Aldebaran. So there'll be a nice grouping there of a very thin crescent moon, a thin crescent Venus, Aldebaran, which is a bright red star, and Matariki. So if people get up in the morning the next few weeks, so that'll happen on the 19th.
I feel like people are more likely to want to celebrate the fact that it's the longest night if it's the shortest day, right?
Well, the celebration isn't so much that it's the shortest day, it's the fact that from the next day onwards, the days are gradually getting longer.
Mm.
I think that's the main thing.
Which means the nights will be getting shorter.
Going
am
north
I right?
And, and starts know. Coming south, so we know
right
that it's going to get warmer and warmer.
Right. We can go out and party, and it's just going to stay dark. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not much difference. I mean, in fact, between the 20th of June and the 21st, there's 4 seconds difference in the length of the day.
Wow. Okay.
And between the 21st and 22nd, only 1 second difference in the length of the day. So, I mean, the sun is really is stopped, and it's changing direction at that point.
Got you.
So by the end of June, you're talking about, 20 seconds longer. And then it gradually builds up speed approaching spring.
Mm. Nice.
Now, what's happening at the Stardome? Officially open for business once again.
Officially open, so it's open in the day, so everyone can get around the shop and so on. There's no shows in the daytime, but that was the case before anyway, because that's when school visits happen. They're working with the schools to get those visits going again. But the shows in the evening, they're all on. And just a matter of checking the website, you can either make a booking for a show there, or you can ring up 624-1246 is the phone number, and make a booking by phone. Just keep an eye on the website and the social media for the updates as things come back online properly.
Excellent. David Britton, always a pleasure, mate. We'll catch you in a couple weeks.
Look forward to it.
See you, mate.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.